Hello.
Good.
Good
I like that.
morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Is it morning there still? No.
No, it's not. It's afternoon here in the lovely city of Boston.
Great.
It's about 12:35 or so.
I have to say hi to all my relatives in Quincy.
Your relatives in Quincy? Well,
Yeah.
they can definitely hear it. You should tell them to definitely check it out.
Okay, I
Yeah,
will.
tell them to climb onto pmpnetwork.com on the internet. They can hear the interview.
Okay, great.
All right. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. How is it in L.A.?
It is so hot. It's 100 degrees here. It's amazing. The weather has just not let up. I'm sure, boo hoo, right? But it's been warm for months and months, and the heat hasn't let up.
Well, it's been about 70 here the last couple of days, which is great. No doubt,
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
it's beautiful.
It's kind of cool.
It's a
So, are you
little
home
chilly
or
out
in
here.
our office or what?
I'm in my dressing room.
You're in your dressing room.
Yep.
Ah, cool. So you guys are actually working now, huh?
Yeah.
When do you start work in the morning?
10:30
Yeah,
on Mondays.
and when do you usually end?
Around 5 or 6.
Yeah, so it's not too bad.
No, it's actually pretty good.
Almost like a real job.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I
Well,
like
you
it.
landed on a great series. I love this show.
Oh, good.
I've interviewed three folks from the show in the last year when it came out, and this is actually the first woman on the show I've interviewed.
Oh,
They keep giving me the men to interview, and I'm a woman kind of guy.
really?
I don't know what's going on here, but you get a very interesting character here.
Yeah.
All right, what we're going to do is kind of start the interview off. We're talking with the lovely Lisa Robin Kelly. She plays Laurie Foreman on That 70s Show, which can be seen on Fox TV Tuesdays at 8:30 to 9 o'clock. Now, you started on Sundays. I thought that was a pretty good time slot you
It
guys had.
was.
Yeah.
A lot of the new Fox shows they're launching on Sundays after The Simpsons because that's a great time slot. So they're putting in new shows during that time slot now because we pretty much have a following now. So we're good on Tuesdays.
How's the series doing in terms of ratings at this point?
It's doing excellent. We've beat out everyone in our time slot and the demographics of our show are 18 to 49, and well, that's pretty much a lot of people, and we've done really well, so we're happy.
Well, TV Guide said it was one of the fall favorites.
Great.
Us Magazine called it one of the 10 best new shows, and PMP Network last year picked it as the new show to watch. So,
Yeah.
and we had picked the year before Ally McBeal, which did pretty well as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Fox TV is one of our favorites, actually.
Oh, good.
Now, tell us a little bit about you. Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Connecticut,
Oh.
and I lived a lot of my life in Chicago. I went to high school in Chicago, and then I came out here.
You went to the Chicago Academy of Arts
Yep.
and learned your trade there.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're always talking about how tough it is to go out to LA and find work. Was it tough for you?
I was pretty lucky. I came out here, an agent saw me at the arts school and brought me out to LA, and it didn't take me too long. I started getting some, parts on TV shows and some movies. So I was pretty lucky.
You guest starred on X-Files and Charmed, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Was that fun?
Yeah.
What was your role on X-Files?
The X-Files? I played a psycho cheerleader. I start out really like this nice girl, and then I turn into a psycho. Me and my friend go around killing everybody. The episode is called Syzygy.
Ah.
They play it about 10 times a day on FX.
See, that must be a fun role, though.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. I had such a great time on that show.
Wow, because I mean, I would think that beautiful women like yourself are typecast as cheerleaders all the time, but the psycho part is a
Yeah,
cool part.
right?
That's a little twist,
Exactly.
And what did you play on Charmed?
On Charmed, I played a little bit of a sweeter character. I was sort of this nice young woman in need of help from the three witches. So they helped me actually get away from my psycho boyfriend.
Ah.
So.
So in real life, do you have a boyfriend or a psycho one of any kind?
I'm currently unattached.
Really? And that must be an incredible experience. I've known many, many actors in many TV shows, and the ones that are married, when the success comes, kind of like get bummed out about it. But
Right.
if you're single and you're in LA and here you are a star of a show, this is your time to shine.
Right, exactly.
Do you have
I'm
people?
working, focusing on work right now, so that's good.
But do you have people that are guys afraid to approach you? Are they intimidated?
No, I have a core group of good friends, and I have a lot of guy friends, so I pretty much stick to, hanging out with my friends. And if I meet somebody I really like, then I'll give them a chance. But otherwise, I'm pretty pretty into my just my friends.
Well, since the show's heard nationwide, what kind of guy do you like?
Oh, God. What kind of guy do I like? I like guys who aren't too into themselves. I don't like a guy who is prettier than me. I've got to be the pretty one in the relationship. I want like a real man.
Uh-huh. No pretty boys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
All right. Now, the show is doing great. It's in the second season. Mm-hmm. I understand that your role is going to change a little bit. Now, I was never really happy with the Kelso and Jackie relationship.
Right.
But I understand that you are maybe going into the picture with Kelso here.
Yeah, we've been sort of, you know, going back and forth. Right now, we break up for a little while because I become friends with Jackie.
Why would you want to do that?
What?
Why would you want to be friends with Jackie?
Actually, Jackie and I have a lot in common. Our characters are very similar.
Really?
In a lot of ways. We're both sort of manipulative, and we're both really into our looks and our hair and everything. So.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. It's kind of a funny twist.
Yeah.
You have to watch to find out what happened.
I think it's very, very funny. The whole thing is the characters in the show and the writing and all that. When you read the script and the thing, did you think it was going to be this kind of a hit?
Yeah, I did, actually. I knew because it was Carsey Warner who was producing it, and Bonnie and Terry Turner, who do Third Rock from the Sun.
Mm.
I knew that it was going to be a hit. And plus, it was just funny on the page. It read really funny.
Definitely came in with a good pedigree.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I always thought was great is the parents in the show as well.
Oh, they're great.
And particularly Tanya Roberts, who I idolized when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
And now is playing Midge on the show. And I guess her and Bob, they've been hinting at this for a year now, but it looks like they're going to really explore some wild alternative lifestyles.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, that was big in the 70s, though.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that was 60s, late.
I asked my parents about that, and they said it wasn't big for them. They never really got into that, but I guess it was out there.
Those poor people, your parents, they deprived and everything.
I know.
Yeah. But it was
no
big.
Tea parties.
Late 60s, early 70s, free love was big, which swapping partners, all that kind of stuff. One thing that wasn't big in the 70s, though, but is on the show, is Red is going to be a house husband while Kitty goes to work, which is your parents on the show.
Right.
I thought that was kind of interesting because back then that didn't happen much.
Well, I think what happened is that there was sort of a depression in 76 where a lot of people got laid off, and so that's sort of what we're portraying is that he gets laid off from his job at the plant, and so he's looking for another job. It's not that he's going to move in and become a... You know, I mean, he's not going to start becoming a house husband necessarily, mm-hmm. but he's just out of work at the moment, so.
Tell me a little bit about the guys that you work with in the cast. The people who play your parents, Kurt Wood and Debbie Jo, and uh-huh. your brother Eric Topher. Tell us about some of those folks and how you guys get along.
Let's see. Well, Topher and I get along really well. It's funny because I have... a brother, and he has a sister, and, you know, just the two of us in each of our families, so we sort of relate about that, and so it's fun that we're playing brother and sister. So we get along really well, and then Ashton is kind of like the Joker. Ashton and Wilmer are Jokers on the set.
We've
really
had them
fun.
Both on the show, and in fact, they're very funny.
Yeah, they're great. They're really fun to work with. And Neil and Moore are just sweethearts. They're just really fun. And everyone's great. Everyone gets along really well. Deborah Jo and Kurt Wood and Tanya and Don. We're just, you know, everyone, there's not a lot of star tripping going on, you know, star power people getting really huge heads. Everyone's pretty hardworking.
It does happen, though. If you were going to pick out of the cast of That 70s Show, who's going to be a breakout star, would you have a prediction? Maybe someone who's going to make it in movies. You know, I remember talking to Nev Campbell a few years ago from Party of Five, and I told her she was going to be a big movie star, and she said, I'm not going to do any movies. Well,
right.
Obviously she did, and she became a big star. And a lot of people thought that Scott Wolf or Matthew Fox might be the breakout stars because they're really good-looking guys, but she did it. Anybody in your cast you think has a potential to be a huge movie star? Yourself
included?
I think
everybody.
You think everybody?
I hope so. That's a hard question to answer.
What a politician you are.
I know.
Do you think that one day you'd like to... I know you're doing movies already, actually.
Yeah, I definitely want to do film.
Tell us about... You got a movie coming out shortly. Let me see this now. It's called Kill the Man?
Yeah, Kill the Man actually came out already. It's in the video stores right now. It's with Terry Garr,
mm-hmm.
and he's...
And
excellent.
Luke Wilson's in it too.
And Luke Wilson, from Bottle Rocket, and he was in Home Flies with Drew Barrymore. So yeah, that already came out. It's a really good
Tell me about
the video store.
Tell us a little bit about it. Maybe we can get some people to rent it.
Okay. It's Paula DeVic and actually what's the other actress in it? And it's kind of this comedy about kill the man, meaning the man as in corporate America.
Right.
It's about a small business that tries to make it and they're failing miserably, and so they have this little scheme to try to get their business going again, and it's just really funny. Phil Lamar's in it from Mad TV, and he's great in it. He's really funny. So it's a good, definitely a good Friday night rental.
Sounds like a good thing to do. Now, talking about relaxing in front of a movie, you also relax through yoga, I understand.
Yeah, I like yoga. Yoga's a good exercise as well as just being, sort of centering and relaxing.
Is that how you keep in shape, Lisa?
Not totally. I do other things. I do a lot of treadmill. I have a treadmill in my dressing room. But I enjoy yoga as much as possible.
Now, you're in your dressing room right now as we speak.
Uh-huh.
Any goodies in there besides the treadmill? Do they give you, like, trays of fruit or anything? What do they bring in there for you?
We always have lots of food on the set. But mainly, I have a treadmill and a fridge and a TV.
And what do you watch?
Lots of paperwork all over the place.
What do you watch on TV when you're sitting there waiting for your scenes?
Well, I used to be on Days of Our Lives, actually, and so I sort of got hooked on that, so sometimes I tune into that.
Any chance of you making a guest appearance on there again?
I don't think so.
No.
I think I moved on.
Well, you could come back as a big star, and they'll give you big money.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't think that's what I'm interested in right now.
You're moving forward into the big movies.
Exactly, hopefully.
And that 70s show hopefully will be on for a long time.
Yeah, I would like that.
It's a great show. I really
Thank
enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
I like it a lot, and the cast is great, and all the people I talk to are wonderful people.
Yeah.
It's called That 70s Show. If you haven't seen it, you got to check it out. Tuesday nights from 8:30 to 9 on Fox TV. Check your local listings to find out your Fox station in your city. Lisa, Robin, Kelly, thank you so much for taking some
Mark.
Time out.
All right.
We'll talk to you again one of these days.
Okay, cool.
You're a big movie star.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.